It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation. Oh, yes, it's that time of the day. It is that hour of radio you've been waiting for. I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I'm excited for today because we get to do some market analysis. We get to do some market analysis and talk about the four markets that are ripe for gut jobs. As we've been saying in the October issue of Think Realty Magazine, make sure you pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble. Super excited for this and super excited to have my good friend and editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, Carol Ellis, on the air talking about each of these cities. So we're not going to do an overall reveal just yet about which markets we feel are ripe for gut jobs. And I'm excited to talk about the gut jobs piece, Carol. So let's get into it. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do at Think Realty. And first of all, welcome to the show. I think I did that in reverse. Like, I probably should have done that in a different order.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Avi. My name is Carol Ellis, and I am the editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. And what that means is that I am in charge of working on our monthly print and digital publication that is just for real estate investors.
And it's such an awesome publication. Like, it is something that I read every single month, only because I write for it. I'm totally kidding. There's so many amazing people that write for it. You obviously have such an amazing eye for good content, for good data, and you're always sourcing good people to be part of the magazine. So I love it, and it should be part of every real estate investor's reading list every single month as well. So what was the inspiration behind the four markets ripe for gut jobs? Was it just that time of year?
Well, actually, it was more we were talking about market lists in our editorial meeting, and one of our favorite features that comes out every month in Think Realty Magazine is something called our Renovation Rockstar, and that is where we take before and after pictures of real deals that investors are really doing in the market. And we break them down by the numbers, but we also, it's really a visual piece. You get a lot of really scary befores and a lot of really gorgeous afters. And at present, in today's market, a lot more investors are finding that they are having to buy older homes. And if you want to buy an older home and then flip it, a lot of times you are going to have to do a lot more work on it, not just in terms of making it prettier, but actually changing the layout, or maybe depending on what state you're in, you might have to pull up the foundation, or, you know, there's all sorts of crazy stuff you have to do in a gut job. And so we thought, you know, that's a really unique kind of deal, and it's also frequently not a good idea. But there are some places that are sort of optimized for that if you happen to be an extreme renovator at heart. And so we decided to kind of pull apart the numbers and see what we came up with.
So when you look at the gut job piece, so you're really referring to acquisition. You're going to buy the home, then you'll renovate it by pretty much tearing out everything, right? You're taking the home all the way down to the studs and then rebuilding it back up, right?
Yes. I'll give you an example because I know you said I can't reveal the list yet.
Yes.
But for example, there are a lot of investors in the DFW area who specialize in older homes, like 1940s and earlier. And they do that because they have mastered this gut job process. And so they can go in and buy a home that somebody else who was not really understanding how to do this would be able to bring up to retail. And they do all this stuff to the foundation. They do some special things where they look at the pipes. It's all sorts of really interesting, very specific stuff. And, you know, then they come out on the other side and, you know, you'd hardly know it was even the same home.
That's right.
And so that's kind of an example, though. When we say gut job, like, we're really talking about taking out the inside, making the whole inside look different, outside total overhaul.
And that can be pretty intimidating for a lot of our listeners to do as well, because you're not looking at just replacing the carpet, repainting the walls, and maybe replacing the kitchen and renovating the master bathroom and master bedroom. You're really looking at creating a completely new space, maybe tearing down a couple of interior walls, opening up the space. Is this something that, based on some of the interviews that you've done, that you found to be either the operators themselves, the flippers themselves, find fun? Is it something that they're initially intimidated at, out of curiosity?
I'm glad you asked that, because this is not your typical, none of our lists are typical, but this is really not your typical hot markets list. This is really a specialty list. A gut job should scare you if you have never done one before, in my opinion. For example, just to kind of give you an example, You need to kind of assume that your budget, just your rehab budget, can handle about $150,000. That was actually part of our methodology. There had to be huge room in that budget for that kind of rehab, because it's going to take a lot more time than you think. And this is the kind of thing where you're going to uncover some crazy stuff. So a lot of these people really do love the creative process, creating something completely new. And it's also, for a lot of people, it's a specialty. And if it's not your specialty, you've never done it, you want somebody talking to you about it who does have some experience.
That's right. And I know, I think you and I were talking a little while ago when you were a guest on Think Realty Radio about how right now the costs of labor, the cost of materials has gone up. The timeline to complete these gut jobs has also gone up. So I completely agree with you. If you're not ready for it, it should scare you. But what shouldn't scare you is getting into the weeds with a mentor or somebody that can coach you along. So, all right. If enough is enough, let's start going through the list. I think I've drawn it out a little bit longer than I should have. What city market number one?
Okay. And as usual, these are not numerically ranked. So this is just the first market. It's not number one for gut jobs. So we have four markets that are ripe for gut jobs. I always like to make that clear, because we're not necessarily using a numeric ranking.
That's right.
So having drawn it out even further, sorry. So our first market is Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Why Chicago?
Yes. So one of the big things we looked at was how age of housing stock. We wanted housing stock that was built in the 1960s or earlier, and therefore more likely to require total or near total renovations. So in Chicago, about 40% of that housing stock in the metro area is 1960s or older. And remember, I was just talking about that window.
Mm-hmm.
You need that huge retail window. So that housing stock has an average comparable value right now of 79% compared to the more modern inventory. So even before you factor in, like, maybe you're buying something that's been vacant or whatever may make your property a little more distressed, you've got a little bit of a window to work with there. You've got, you've got 21% sort of to start you off. So we looked at that, and then we also wanted to make sure, okay, that inventory is there, but can anybody get at it?
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for places with vacant, potentially blighted inventory, some degree maybe of a zombie foreclosure problem. And Chicago does rank first, actually, among major metro areas for having a significant supply of vacant, potentially blighted inventory and zombie foreclosures available at auction. And we got that information actually from something called Campanile Group Courthouse Profits. So that was one of our hard numbers that we used in this process.
Gotcha. So Chicago. Interesting. So if you're listening and you're a flipper and you're somebody that has a very specific expertise in gut jobs, you might want to just take a look at Chicago and read more about why Chicago makes sense in the October issue of Think Realty magazine. The article is called The Four Markets Ripe for Gut Jobs. When we come back, we're going through two more markets, and then, of course, the cliffhanger for the fourth market in the third segment. So stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. My guest, Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty magazine, is on air, not going anywhere. Stand by for me.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to AOPBConnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at AOPBConnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. We are back. My guest today on air with me, kind of riding the airwaves, talking about the four markets for gut jobs, is Carol Ellis, the editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. Now, you definitely want to subscribe. Get a copy of Think Realty Magazine delivered directly to your doorstep. It's only $28.95 a year. That's right. Every single year, you probably spend more on your cup of coffee in 3 days than you will on Think Realty Magazine for the entire year. You hearing me? Go to thinkrealty.com/magazine and subscribe. And you can also select some of the articles in the print copy of the magazine will also be on thinkrealty.com. But you want to get all the info, get the magazine. It's worth it. It's super awesome, I promise. Carol, before the break, we talked about Chicago, unveiling that as one of the markets ripe for gut jobs. What's the trend alert with Chicago? And can you maybe help me understand this trend alert thing that we're now also putting into the magazine?
So one of the things in our market list that we do, we always list demand factors so that you know why, you know, because I can tell you a market is really great for getting property, but if there's no reason for you to think you're going to be able to do something productive with that property, you know, you probably won't want it. So we do have something called demand factors where we sort of explain why we think this market is intriguing. So we have those in the magazine for Chicago, but in Chicago's case specifically, we also have a trend alert because that's just sort of something that you should know, especially in this case if you are thinking of flipping, because most gut jobs do tend to go to flips. So this is what we learned. Local agents are reporting that first-time buyers are so frustrated with the buying process, they are avoiding smaller homes and condos and going toward larger starter homes, specifically split-level and ranch homes. That's really interesting and important for this gut job notion because those homes are relatively easily converted from dated layouts to more open concepts than some other types of options. We're calling that a trend alert, not a demand factor necessarily, because it's a little more anecdotal, but it is something that is widely reported and the people that we spoke to confirmed in the area.
Gotcha. So you're telling me that the homeowner doesn't like a boxy house design. Like, I thought that's something that was totally popular. Well, maybe back in the 60s. Like, that's probably not as
well
popular.
And even more important is that it might if you're looking, you know, if you're trying to decide between a ranch home and something, I don't know, that's going to be harder to renovate than that, you can know that there's actually going to probably be a pretty good demand from your buying population for that.
That's right. I see it here in Atlanta all the time. The interiors of properties are always being torn apart just to increase the open space. So I'm with you on that 100%. Okay. So we unveiled Chicago as one of the four markets ripe for gut jobs. And like you mentioned, this is not in any numerical order. We're not playing favorites. So maybe bullet point number one. But I suppose that still defeats the purpose. I can't say the number one or number two anymore because it's a numerical list. But anyway, the second market, which is not in any specific order, is
our second market is Detroit, Michigan. And Detroit is kind of interesting here. It is definitely our lowest retail value after repairs because we've got a relatively low average market value at $261,626. That's from Adam Data. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing. More than half of the housing inventory is on that older side, and there's a lot of room to renovate because the average value is 64% of the overall market. So you've got a huge cushion. However, we did talk to some local investors there, and they said, really, especially if you are thinking you're going to rehab to rent, don't go looking at gut jobs. Like, you really have to pick a high demand neighborhood that's going to get you at the very top of that updated retail side, or you're just not going to have room in there for your rehab.
So Detroit, Michigan, this is the exact same city that was offering properties for a dollar. with.
Yeah, so it's really doing pretty well.
I'm excited. I think Detroit has definitely turned itself around, and it's definitely a city to watch. I'm glad it made it. I'm a Michigander, you know that. So like, I'm super happy that it made it to this list. Okay, what is bullet point city number three?
Bullet point city number three is Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. Awesome.
And I knew as soon as we decided to make this list that Baltimore was going to be on it because it's got a really nice older inventory, about 40%, and it's right in the metro area. So, and as you probably, I'm sure you know, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners know, Baltimore home values are, you know, just happily climbing on up. So you've got an average market value across generations of $308,000. And then you're getting close to $400,000 for fully updated properties. So when you factor in that you're buying old, you're buying distressed, and you're getting that really desirable in urban location, I knew it was going to be on there. And I was so glad when it turned out it was.
Baltimore, every investor that I've spoken with, when they think about the Northeast, they always point to Baltimore. I don't know why, but now I know why. That makes sense to me, right? They've done a lot with the Inner Harbor. There's a lot of money that's being poured into Baltimore to make it fresh, to make it nice. And it's a city that's that is up and coming. But not as up and coming as Detroit, though. If you were to pick between Detroit and Baltimore, which one would you pick?
Well, I personally have a pretty soft spot for Detroit.
Yeah.
I think they're both pretty solid, but I do love, and I think a lot of people don't know this, so I want to brag about Detroit. Everybody knows, or I think everybody knows, Quicken Loans is in Detroit, mm-hmm. but it's actually a real financial hub, not just because of Quicken Loans, but also because all the automakers now have technology divisions in that city. So it's actually consistently in the top five in the country for technology sector employment. And we all know those are really lovely home buyers. So I like to point that out because that's not really, even if you think auto and Detroit, you don't necessarily think, oh, high tech, IT, you know, so I just love to point that out that it's always there.
And you have Detroit. You also have the cities surrounding Detroit, Bloomfield Hills, for example, even Novi. I'm sure they get the ancillary benefit being in proximity to Detroit of all of these tech employees saying, hey, you know what? I like Detroit. I might want to live a little bit outside. I'm with you. I would say I'm pretty partial to Detroit as well. We're coming into a break. We have about a minute and a half left. I'm thinking, should we just wait to talk about Houston?
Oh, you totally blew it.
I totally blew it, but
yes,
I think I did
it
for a reason. All right, give me a quick 30 seconds on Houston, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the trend alert when we come back.
Okay, I will tell you that Houston is on this list for a reason that no other city is on this list. And it's really interesting, and it's also a limited opportunity. How's that?
I mean, that's an awesome cliffhanger. Like, limited opportunity makes sense. So when I'm an investor, I'm looking at my gut check. And if I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I want to do a gut job. There are a couple of things that I need to know. Obviously, the market, obviously, submarkets, obviously, neighborhoods. The more that you pay attention to data, the more of an informed investment decision that you'll make. And Think Realty Magazine has that covered, and we do as well on radio. And when you couple all the good information, even the data, Adam Data Solutions, that's a tongue twister, Adam Data Solutions puts out, really pay attention to these trends and these numbers, because that's where you're really digging for gold. And the more that you have that, the more actionable intel you have. Guess what? You just make that much more money on your flip, should you choose to flip. All right. We've already told you Houston, but we haven't told you why. So when we come back, that's exactly what you're going to get. More with Carol Ellis, the editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. When we come back, check out thinkrealtyradio.com. You have a question, ask. Text the word ASK to 96270. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Goldhar. We are back. My on-air guest today is Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. And, you know, we kind of spoiled the bullet point city number four. Which is part of the four markets that are ripe for gut jobs, that article that is featured in the Think Realty Magazine October issue. The first city was Chicago, the second Detroit, the third Baltimore, and the fourth we revealed is Houston. But we didn't tell you why. I love cliffhangers. So, Carol, why Houston?
Okay, so I will tell you why Houston is unusual, and then we'll go into a little bit why Houston. So, you know, we talked about how we were looking for aging inventory, and we were looking for a high availability of homes at auction or other ways to obtain vacant and blighted and abandoned properties at a deep discount, things like that. Mm-hmm. So Houston doesn't really have a lot of that, which makes it kind of interesting. But what it does have is, as everybody probably remembers from September 2017, about a third of the city was underwater. Mm-hmm. When Hurricane Harvey came through, and that caused about $125 billion in damages. And while you would think, well, Carol, that was a year ago, you know, why are we talking about that now? It actually sort of, a lot of that housing inventory takes time to work through the system. You know, people decide whether or not they're going to come back, foreclosure moratoriums run out. You know, there are all sorts of things that happen as people sort of emerge from the shock of that kind of situation with their home and then move on. And as that has happened, sort of, you know, those houses were underwater. You don't really have a choice. You're going to have to gut them. So,
that's right.
So it's really a prime location for gut jobs, even though it's an unusual market based on our methodology. And we did actually, we talked to some local investors there. Brian Spitz, who is with Big State Homebuyers, does a lot of contributing for us, and he also has pretty high volume of investments there. And he said, here's the thing that you need to know if you are going to do gut job deals in Houston. He said, if you're going to do a true gut job over 2,000 feet with a sales price of over $500,000, so that kind of gives you an idea of the numbers we're talking here, mm-hmm. you need to consider a budget of $100,000 to $120,000 at least, just to be in the appropriate range. So you're looking at big numbers, but as you can see, you're also kind of looking at some pretty big rewards.
So you're looking at roughly at about a $60 a square foot just to do a gut job. That's definitely, I mean, that can definitely be high, but that makes sense, right? Because you had Harvey that ran through there and you need to make sure everything's structurally sound. $60 a square foot makes sense. And Big State Home Buyers, we interviewed Brian Spitz as well. And that was a great interview. And we talked a little bit about some of his strategies in terms of renovation. He did mention gut jobs. And I should have connected the dots. I should have known Houston was going to be on this list even before you sent it to me.
Well, the thing that he did point out, though, is that operating in a market like Houston, its population is exploding. There are 21 Fortune 500 companies headquartered in that area. He said the thing that especially a new investor who's not doing a lot of gut jobs has to remember is that you don't have the option to not finish the job. He said, you know, if you let yourself go under budget, you won't have the things left that you need. You won't have the money left for what he called crucial completion projects. You won't be able to put the finishing touches on it that will actually get you that retail price. And what people want there are finished products. They're not looking to buy homes to, you know, work on themselves.
They already want finished products. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like if I'm a homeowner, I don't want to do a live-in homeowner type of deal. Like that's totally not my thing.
I admire it.
All right.
But I don't want to do it.
I'm with you. Jamie Woolley has also done a good number of gut jobs, and she is on the cover of Think Realty Magazine's October issue. Let's talk about her for a second, and let's also talk about where she's done her gut jobs, if you can provide some insight.
Yeah. So speaking of living in the middle of it, that's actually how she realized. I don't want to give too much of her cover story away, of course, but she said, you know, she and her husband, that was what they did when they were a very young family. They bought an older home and they renovated it while they lived in it. And she said in this article, you know, I had no idea that meant that I could be a real estate investor at that time. So a lot of what we talked about in the article, she's one of the largest volume female wholesalers in the country.
Wow.
And she's also done it very fast. She actually... Let's see. I'm looking at our roller coaster graphic, which is you should really get a magazine and look at that. So in 2015, she earned her real estate license, and it wasn't like January. I think it was late 2015. Now this year, she did 150 deals so far in 2018.
So that's a really interesting increase in deals and very abnormal for a new investor. So I'm excited to read that story in Think Realty Magazine's October issue. So make sure you pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble. That's really, really important that you do that. And again, subscribe the entire year of Think Realty Magazine. It's only $28.95 for the entire year. It's amazing. So that being said, she's done the two gut jobs, but she's also known for wholesaling real estate. Let's maybe talk about how wholesaling can be a good option for new real estate investors, new real estate agents, and even pro real estate investors if they choose not to do the gut jobs that seem kind of intimidating.
Right. So that's the sort of the secret to the volume. You certainly would want to read it to get the details, but she is incredibly strategically flexible. She wholesales, she flips, she does creative financing, she does it all, and she has been very methodical about learning how to do those things so that she can sort of add them to her arsenal. But wholesaling is sort of like the strategy that they can always use. And that's sort of, I think, sort of a credit to her focus and also her marketing. But she has, and you can read the magazine, she has done some big gut jobs. We have one that is just incredible that she was working on at the time of the cover feature. And then we also have one where she was incredibly transparent with us. It was one of her first flips. It was a historic renovation. She took it from 700 square feet to 2,700 square feet. And it was one of her worst experiences ever. And she wow. was so kind to our readership because she not only didn't lie about it, but she really picked it apart. I did these four things wrong. Here's what I learned. And there's really no reason that you have to do these four things wrong. So it was a beautiful job at the time she was done, but she says, it's beautiful, but it was one of the worst. It was one of the most painful things I ever did.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to interview her for Think Realty Radio, and we definitely dive into these four things. And I later then find out she has like this top 15 list of things that investors that she doesn't she wishes every investor knew. I think that's also part of what's in this feature article. I don't want to give away too much of it, but I'm like trying to egging myself not to do it. But I would go pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine, the October issue, and that will be out the first week in October. Check it out, Barnes & Noble. And some of the select articles from the magazine will be featured on thinkrealty.com. Carol, any last tips of advice? We have like 30 seconds before we have to wrap up and go to break.
I think you should go straight to Barnes & Noble and buy this magazine.
That's a really good tip.
Didn't take me quite 30 seconds.
No, that's okay. But I'll finish it out. Carol, thanks so much. I certainly appreciate you jumping on the air with me. It's always fun speaking with you. Think Realty Nation, you heard it here. Barnes & Noble is your friend right now. Go there, check it out, get a copy of Think Realty Magazine. If you got a question for me, it's super easy to get in touch. All you need to do is text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Rand's coming up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors. Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with connectedinvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software. Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's your host, Avi Goldhar, and you're listening to The Power Play with my good friend, Greg Rand. So, Greg, there's been obviously a lot of talk over the last many months about renovation being hot. There are a lot of TV shows dedicated to it. And in every single one of these shows and in every single one of the infomercials that you see and in every single community group that you go to visit with, whether you want to shake hands, build a network, whatever, everybody seems to be talking about how amazing of a time it is to be doing a heavy renovation where I'm buying a house. I'm going to, instead of spending $10,000 to $15,000 on a small, modest renovation, I'm going to spend $75,000, $80,000, $100,000 on a renovation in hopes to force the valuation of the home upward and then, of course, resell for a profit, effectively fix and flips. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you're making me sweat just thinking about it. I'm not that crazy about heavy renovations. You know, don't forget, man, my mission in my real estate investing personally and the people that come to me because of whatever expertise they perceive I have, it has to do with them building a real estate empire over the long haul, right? We talk about this frequently here, this idea that my personal point of view on life is he or she who dies with the most America wins, right? So you accumulate. How old are you? I'm 40. I'm not 40. I wish I was 40. I got 25 more years before I'm 65. Taking a very, very long-term view, and where flipping and full renovations fit into there for a lot of people is they don't, because these are folks that have a full-time job. They're not doing this to try to make 40 grand in one shot, right? They are trying to figure out how to accumulate, and the necessity to care for properties, to renovate properties, to fix things that are broken, to upgrade properties. That's one of the things that scares people away. Mm. And so I'm going to take a different twist on this, which is I don't do heavy renovations. I don't buy houses that need them. Okay. I buy houses that I can very quickly put into service, i.e. they're already rented out, right? There's a lot of every property on ownamerica.com, my website, every one of them already has a tenant living in it, which means it is occupied, it is occupiable. Otherwise, they would call and complain, right? It's like it doesn't need a total gut renovation, and you're not going to make $40,000 overnight by buying one of those houses. What you are going to make is 5 or 6% a year just on the income coming in, and another 3 or 4% a year on the property becoming more valuable. And if you put one of those bad boys into service, and then another 18 months do another one, another 2 years do another one, and have this long-term goal, the way you deal with the renovation aspects of it is that as soon as you get in to a new property, you inspect it very diligently, and you keep tabs on exactly what needs to be done and when. For example, the roof on this house is 10 years old. I have to put a roof on in 8 years. Put it in the calendar, okay? The HVAC is 6 years old. That thing's got an 8-year useful life. I'm going to assume I have to put something in 2 years. Put it on the calendar. Like, build your renovation schedule way out into the future. Why is this important, right? Number one, you're going to do all of it, all right? And you're going to want to do it when it's necessary, when it needs to be done, not 2 years after it needs to be done. You don't want to do your air conditioning when it's broken on July 4th weekend. They have a family staying there, right?
That's
meaning
right.
Your tenants do. Mm-hmm. You don't want to fix the roof when it's leaking in the monsoon. You want to get ahead of these things. You want to set the money aside, right? We always talk about 10% maintenance reserves. People who invest in rental property should take 10% of the rent, every single rent check that comes in, 10% goes to a side account, and you forget about it. You don't spend the money, you don't use the money, because you know there's going to be a phone call at some point that something broke. Or if you're doing it really right, you're doing your renovation schedule, your renovation calendar, and you know that you're going to put this 10% aside, and when the time comes to write the check for $4,000 for the HVAC replacement, or $6,000, that it's sitting there. You've been setting the money aside for it. So it's almost like it's a living, breathing organism, this piece of real estate. Things are going to go bad. You're going to have to get them fixed. But because it's occupied, or at least if you buy a vacant home, you can rent it out right away. If your goal is to put it into service, there's not going to be some massive heavy renovation up front. It's going to be a heavy renovation, kind of one bite at a time over a 15-year period.
So I'm a huge believer in single-family rentals as well. One, it gives you income. Two, you can depreciate the asset. Three, you have equity you're building over time. Four, guess what? Over time, it appreciates. Even if it doesn't, it's not a big deal because you're not banking on appreciation. You're not a flipper. And fifth, you get to leverage that asset to go purchase more assets, especially if you're smart about it. The cash flow that you get certainly helps with the wealth building generational piece. I think that's really, really important. But, I mean, Greg, you have all these folks that will come in and say, well, I want to do a big renovation deal. It's a lot more money, and I get the instant gratification.
Yeah, and that's I can't help them. So, you know, I only want to talk about what I know. And the truth is that a heavy renovation is a flipping gig. Let me give you an analogy, right?
Sure.
Somebody wants to invest in publicly traded stocks. And every TV show they watch, every expert they go talk to wants to talk about the 50-cent stock that's going to $5, right? Or they say, we're not going to talk about stocks, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, right? Everything is about score, score, score. I've gotten away from that so long ago. It's like get rich quick in real estate is what I hear when I hear flip, all right?
That's right.
Get rich quick in real estate, when I watch those TV shows, which are very entertaining, but they all tilt people towards this belief that investing in real estate equals fixing and flipping. Investing in real estate, there's no other way to do it. It's all fixing and flipping. So if I went and decided I wanted to learn how to invest in the stock market, and somebody over there was talking about, hey, here's what you do. You pick really good companies, all right? Companies that you research, maybe companies that you actually have personal experience with. You use their products. based upon being delighted by their products and paying attention to the market they're in. You research, you find out their market share, you find out their strengths and weaknesses. You decide it's a good investment. You start accumulating shares over time. So you buy some shares at $20 and it goes to 30. You buy some more at 30. You buy some more at 50. You still like the company. You were right to buy it at 20. You're still right to buy it at 50 because maybe it's going to go to 175. You accumulate a great company over time. And now over there at the seminar, someone's talking about buying some lousy company you never heard of before, but you're getting it at 50 cents a share, and maybe you could sell it at 250 in a year when they cure cancer. And it's like, you know what? I was never drawn to that side of the conference. I'm drawn to the side of the conference that says,
"That's right.
Here's the business plan that's bulletproof. If you're trying to bulletproof your life financially and your kids' lives and your grandkids' lives, then penny stocks isn't the way to do it, and flipping is not the way to do it. The way to do it is accumulating stock in great companies and accumulating great pieces of America by buying good properties in good places. If you want to do some kind of a gut renovation, I don't know, because you find some great deal, I don't know how you scale that. That means you spend all your time looking for houses in terrible condition so you can fix them up efficiently, so you can make a few bucks. I say the place that fits in my world is the first couple of deals you do, maybe you do that to turn 20 grand into 80, and then you start doing the accumulation play because you have enough money to work with.
We have about a minute left, maybe a little less than a minute before we have to end the show, Greg. Let's offer our listeners a pathway. If I haven't invested in real estate yet, but I'm interested in getting into the rental game because I'm paying attention to wealth generation for the long term and I want to own America, what's a very simple step-by-step plan that I should deploy?
Great. Start with the end in mind, right? Habit number whatever in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. How about this? How old are you? How many more years do you expect to live if you go to the average? How many years does that mean you have during your adult lifetime? Where along that, let's say you're 35 years old, all right, and you're going to go to 90. So you've got, what is that, 65, 55 years left, all the time in the world. Pick a point in the horizon, age 60. Okay, I've got 25 years, if my math is right, on my investment plan where I want to be able to stop working, live on these properties. How much do I make? And how much am I willing to sacrifice to carve money out to the side? Reverse engineer, how many properties do I want to own by then? And how many do I have to buy every 1 year, 5 years, et cetera, to get to that point? And then begin to save and grind and research and buy your first one. All right? And path the entire thing out where your goal is, I want to own 25 houses when I'm 65 years old, pay it off, and then start today.
Awesome. All right. That's a heck of a tip. I'm going to follow that. Anybody listening should also follow that. But we got to end the show. So here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Greg, it's always fun connecting with you on these Power Play episodes. Certainly appreciate
Same
your time
here.
As well. Thinkrealtyradio.com. Text us with questions. We can answer them on the show. Text the word ask to 96270. Make sure you pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine at your local Barnes & Noble and 84 Lumber stores. Until next time. Happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's
1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.